So, hello, Martin.
Hi, David.
Hi, and I'm really glad that we're going to get a chance today to talk about this upcoming course, Integral Intimacy, that you and Patricia Albert are bringing to the Integral Evolutionary community. And it's going to launch on November 7th. And really what I wanted to get into today was just sort of some of the basic notions about if people are considering this, no matter where they are in relationships, what this course is actually going to offer. So let me start with just asking you, in your mind, who is the course actually for?
Well, in my mind, the course is for everyone who wants to co-create a healthy relationship with a compatible partner, and that is growth-oriented. I think that's a really important element. So that applies to single people who try to find a partner or wonder if they want to be in a relationship or not, and what makes couples compatible. And it's also for couples who are in a relationship but may either be stuck and don't know how to take the relationship to a new level, or who have actual difficulties and are considering, should they stay together? Is there potential? Or would it be better to end the relationship in a loving and compassionate way? And how do you do that? And then how long should they stay single? And when is the right time to look for a new partner?
And the thing that I love about that you and Patricia are going to do this together is, of course, you wrote the book Integral Relationships, a Manual for Men. So we obviously get to see our side of the situation represented. And Patricia then is going to more than hold her own on the feminine side. And then how those two interrelate, not that they're separate. And Ken just loves your book. So that's really why we have been talking to both of you about developing this course, because in all of the things that Integral can address, I mean, certainly relationships, as you pointed out, is something that is happening every moment of our days. I mean, whether we're in one or not in one, we're still constantly in this sort of we space, if we use the Integral word. And then particularly around the intimate space, I mean, where these friendships actually can turn into lovers, can turn into life partners. So we're thrilled at Integral Life that we're actually finally getting to do this with you guys. And it's actually going to be a live seminar so that people are actually going to be able to hear the two of you hold forth over the seven sections of this. And if they miss one, they can certainly download it. So those will all be available. So let me just get to sort of the core of things, because this claim that we all, sort of go through about, if I'm in a relationship, how can I do it better? And if I'm not in a relationship and I want one, how can I choose my next relationship better than maybe the ones that I'm no longer in? And it's an interesting inquiry because it goes right to the heart of how men and women have been attracted to each other for as long as human beings have been around. So if I had to ask you, which I always do in terms of the Integral audience, is in all of your interacting with Ken's work and then bringing the book forward, in terms of this question about how can I do this better? What does Integral actually bring to that question that is unique in its own level of development to this, how relationships play out in our lives?
Well, as you already had mentioned before, there is, of course, literally thousands of relationship books out there that cover the whole relationship territory, I would maintain. But very often they are conflicting, and none of them, in my opinion, cover the whole territory in one comprehensive map. And so what Integral does, in a way, is that it steps back far enough so that we can see where all these diverse perspectives essentially agree with each other, and then put them on a comprehensive map that makes sense. I have this little metaphor of if you would go to a bookstore and the relationship books would be sorted by developmental stages of consciousness, you would have a few shelves. Like at the bottom shelf, you would have books that are written mainly for egocentric people who just have their own personal interest in the relationship in mind. On the next level, you would see books that address the mythic aspects of relationships in the kind of men are from Mars, women are from Venus perspective, and have defined gender roles, and you just need to figure out how you can get along with each other. on the next level, you would see a more rational and also psychological approach to relationship and look at all the different hormones that get released and how you can take a psychological approach to relationship conflicts and relationship issues and also choosing a partner. And on the next level, you would get a pluralistic orientation where relationships are looked at from a spiritual perspective. And then, of course, we have the male perspective always for each of these levels, the female perspective, and we have different types and so on and so forth. And the integral perspective really integrates all these diverse perspectives on relationships that are all alive in us at certain points and in certain situations, and gives you guidelines how to apply all of this wisdom in each particular situation that you find yourself in a relationship.
So you're going right to the heart of what we call the cosmic address. And I think that this is one of the radical findings of Integral, and what it sees is that this notion of development, because I think for a lot of people still, we think of men and women and we say, well, you know, men and women have been doing this forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, coupling up, uncoupling, doing whatever. There are basic biological drives in terms of, you know, procreating the race and all that that drive a lot of it. There's this whole sexual question. There are all kinds of different kinds of relationships that people can have, particularly different ages in their lives and so on, and certainly bringing forth families and having kids and all that. But ultimately, I think what I hear you saying, which is, you know, clearly something that we talk about because it's one of Ken's big ideas in terms of pointing out that all people are not the same. And even though we know that instinctually, I mean, we know that there are differences in people, but clearly this sort of cosmic address that you're pointing out about relationships at a certain level of development will look for certain things, and then an integral level of development, it will look for certain things. So in a certain sense, and let's just take it from the male point of view, because here you and I are sitting here talking about
mm-hmm.
this, and let's say that you're somebody that is, you know, looking to be in a relationship. With what you know now, after being through all of Ken's work and doing your own work that manifested itself in the book and now is going to be in this course with Patricia, in terms of those first interactions, what are you looking for? I mean, in a certain sense, I can't imagine that you would sit down and do an integral assessment with somebody to figure out where they are. It's a little bit impersonal. So how does that all play out in your mind?
Well, I've been one of the many men who are driven what Warren Farrell calls the primary fantasy, that I was primarily looking, am I sexually attracted to a woman or not? And when I was sexually attracted, my primary impulse was to convince the woman that I'm good for her, right, and that I want to be with her. And didn't look really at, am I really good for her and what is she looking for? And actually, what is her level of development? Because that very often defines the kind of relationship that a woman expects to co-create with a man. So even though it shouldn't sound like a job interview, I have a plethora of questions in the book that a man can ask a woman to find out what is this cosmic address that we're speaking about, which isn't really a single score value, but it's rather a collection of the characteristics that make a human being. And in my assessment and in my what I suggest is that people should be at similar levels of development in crucial lines, which includes the level of consciousness, the level of spiritual development, level of sexual development, and anima animus complex development. And if they are, then they can make a specific agreement if they decide to pursue a relationship to grow from where they are and do the necessary healing and learning, which keeps a relationship going instead of making it stagnant. So if people have an understanding of their growth potentials and know that they can only uniquely realize them in a particular relationship, that provides a much better foundation for a relationship than just going by certain superficial characteristics, like for a man, how does she look? And for the woman, how successful is he? And how good of a protector and provider is he?
And let's mm-hmm. be clear here. This can actually be in constantly reinventing an existing relationship as well. It's not just
Absolutely.
The beginning of a new one. So this is, I mean, even though it's different because you're already in the relationship, I mean, these are questions that, you know, come up in our minds all the time, particularly if we get into something where something is not the way that we want it. Either the relationship is not where we want it, or we don't want to be single. We actually want to be in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Is it important early on for, and this may be an age-related question, but let me just ask it anyway. Is it important early on for people to be, the two people, to be honest about really what they're looking for? What kind of relationship are they looking for? Because I can imagine that somebody might say, you know what, I'm just tired of these fun two-year romantic power drives, and obviously then the problems show up and the honeymoon's over and mm-hmm. that's that. Really what I want is, you know, I really want a life partner, as opposed to someone that says, well, you know what, I've been in a long-term relationship. I just like to go out and have some fun and do
yes.
all that. So is it important for people to somehow communicate that early on?
Absolutely. I mean, that this question, you know, why do you want to be in a relationship? What excites you to be in a relationship is absolutely important. As you just mentioned, some people, they just want to date. They often use relationships to find out what they actually want in a relationship because they're not clear at this moment. While other people have very clear ideas what they want in a partner. And both of these two dimensions need to be integrated a little bit. Very often these laundry lists, what we want in a partner, can be very limiting and are often more focused on exteriors than interiors. So the integral intimacy model really points more to focus on the interiors, and this is often an area where people are not very skilled in assessing. I mean, they can say where they want to live and, you know, do they want to have children and do they want to travel and what kind of hobbies and interests do they want to share. And they often think if they're physically attracted and if they share certain interests and passions and lifestyle choices and maybe dreams for the future, they're automatically compatible. But then they find out into the relationship, as so many of us have experienced, that they have fundamental different ideas about spiritual matters, values, the worldviews, and then the relationship, you know, the communication gets difficult if you come from a different value system, if you have different worldviews, and then often the relationship ends. And then people again assess the next relationship more by these exterior matters and hope for the best. And so the integral approach clearly gives us a map of the interior, which is equally crucial to the exterior and integrates both of these dimensions.
Got it. So when we first talked about this course in the conversation, I mean, certainly one thing we could have done is we could have done a whole course just based on your book.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually said, look, it that would be fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But ultimately, to have you co-teach with Patricia and have both a male and a feminine view to it,
yeah.
as well as where they're interrelated, was where we ended up, and it just, you know, seems like it makes sense. So
mm-hmm.
let me just ask you the question, as you and Patricia have come into relationship around this course, what is it that's been new to you? I mean, because you have this tremendous backlog of information. I mean, you've written the book, you talk all the time, you teach, and so on. But here you are now with a partner. I mean, in this
mm-hmm.
particular sense, a teaching partner.
Yes.
And Patricia has, you know, clearly an equal course of work in terms of her evolutionary relationships work. From your standpoint, for the two of you teaching, so that if I'm thinking about taking this course, how has she stretched you in this?
I think in two ways. I have really grown tremendously through working with Patricia and the participants, I think, will too, is that Patricia just has this real sense of what we called earlier the we space. So going from beyond, well, how am I feeling and what is true for me and what is real for me and for her, right, which we would call having empathy for our partner, there is really this third dimension of the we space, what is co-created in the intersubjective we space between the two of us. And she just has a tremendous talent and, you know, to push into this mystical dimension of relationships that I find very exciting and that enriched my way of relating with other people. And the other thing is that I still tend to think often in opposites. And Patricia and I, we agree that on the manifest side of the street, of course, most things emerge in opposites, man, woman, masculine, feminine, and so on and so forth. But she has a way to take that to a real mystical dimension where these opposites become more opaque. And we often have conversations of how can we really go beyond these opposites and push the relationship into an evolutionary mystical dimension. In addition to all of that, you know, often I can explain things from a rather practical, technical point of view, which often resonates more with men, that they first need to understand it in their head before they can embody and feel it. And Patricia has a way of framing things that make things just more palatable. You know, it's just like, okay, this is the theory, but this is how this really feels, and this is how this really practically applies in your relationship and how you can use it to create intimacy. That's why we chose this title Integral, right, which is more the theory, and the intimacy, which is more the lived practical application of the theory. Or as Ken says, the map is not a territory. So maybe I represent a little bit more of the map, and she represents more the territory.
Well, this is why we're very excited about this course launching on November 7th, and to have two of you, you and Patricia, that have really developed your own work and now have joined together. And I think we're seeing, and I think people will see as they get into some of the material, that it transcends and includes both of you. It goes, you know, beyond the work that each of you have done, and really brings a terrific coupledness, if that's the word I want to use, I mean, of a male and female integrated, mm-hmm. and as you just pointed out, with the different energies, because this is really, you know, this is the whole that we like to see. So, mm-hmm. So Martin, thank you so much for talking to us today, and we'll look forward to the course launching on November 7th.
Yes, thank you, David. It's very exciting.